Hello, it is Three Strikes. I'm Harriet Pryor and I'm joined today in the studio by Grace Maley and Mo Stewart, and we've got Adam Smith on Zoom joining us as well to get stuck into three topics that people are talking about right now, I'd say. Maybe not everyone's talking about them, but we're going to talk about them today, and we're going to start with Chelsea. So Mo's trying to buy tickets at the moment, so if we just stop speaking to Mo for a minute, this is why. But I'm going to come to him first while yeah. We still have him.
Feels
what
like
is,
a good
what
move.
Is it you're trying to buy tickets for?
Packers game, NFL London. At the right. Stadium. That wish me luck, everyone.
Doesn't mean much to me, and Adam's laughing. I don't think it means much.
Just words.
Just words. It's all
it's
just
words.
Words.
Well, he's just throwing words.
I didn't
together.
Want to say it because I knew you'd be actively voting against me. So,
we'll go on to some words that Tuchel has said following a pre-season game against Arsenal where they lost 4-0. I don't personally think the results matter too much in pre-season, Mo, but obviously the things going on behind the scenes have bothered the manager a lot more than the actual result. He said they needed urgent recruitment, and it was just described in The Athletic as a public plea. What do you make of his comments?
It is interesting because whenever you hear a manager talk this strongly during pre-season, it's always seen as a message to someone. Sometimes it's a message to the players, and sometimes it's a message to the owners as to say, we need to sort this out. I think in this instance, it might be actually both. I think he's looking at this group of players and he's thinking that maybe they're still a little bit uncertain. They still know that the squad they've got isn't the squad they're going to end up with. So there's still a lot of people who are uncertain of their position. Maybe they've lost a bit of focus. There's some players who are wondering, are there going to be more people coming in to take my spot? Are some of them still going to be on their way out? All of those things. And it's clear from what Tuchel is saying that they're not giving him the intensity and focus that they need at this important part of the season. As for the owners, I think it's clear to say that they haven't been quite as successful as they would hope to have been so far in the transfer market. There's still a lot of players that have gone out that need replacing. And maybe he's just doing that to say, look, if you thought that we could go with this lot, then we can't.
Yeah, it's all a bit of a strange situation, Adam, when we talk about the transfers, because Todd Bowley's come in and he's basically bought the club but then also assigned himself as sporting director and is taking charge of the transfers. I don't know if it's sort of an ego thing or a recruitment thing, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on behind the scenes. But still, it doesn't, for me, I don't know if it's something that Tuchel should be talking about, you know, in public. Do you think he's just not been listened to behind the scenes? What do you think the root of it is?